More than 7 million people have fled Ukraine since the fighting broke out in February. Among them, nearly 80,000 foreign students, most from developing nations. Although Ukraine is better known as one of the world's top agricultural producers, it's also become a hub for higher education. Indian nationals account for almost a quarter of all foreign students enrolled in Ukraine, most of them studying medicine. As Fred DeSam Lazaro reports from New Delhi, they now face an uncertain future.
It's a special Friday lunch, a traditional Punjabi meal being prepared for a family get-together. But the Giridhar family's only daughter, Karima, helping mom in the kitchen, shouldn't really be here. Relieved, though, her folks are that she is. Just over 3 months ago, she was sending home images from Ukraine, where she was in the middle of her third year of medical school, being assured by authorities that there would be no conflict, she says, until just hours before it actually began.
Every 2 or 3 hours, there are being sirens, and we have to run to the bunkers.
In the bunkers, they planned their escape.
We were all afraid about everything. I contacted with my agent, and he booked a bus to Romania. And the bus dropped us 20 kilometers before the borders.
They walked 12 and a half miles in frigid temperatures to the Romanian border. But unlike thousands of fleeing Ukrainians, she says, the Indian students were not allowed to pass.
They said, we will not let you cross. We will allow first our local citizen to cross, and then we will let you cross. We have to wait there for like one night, and we were on the roads lighting a fire so we can get some warmth to us.
A group returned hours later, desperate to try their luck again.
We are, you know, like pushing. I just crossed the border, and when I turned, nobody was there with me.
It was several days before she was able to join thousands of other Indian students returning home in an evacuation organized by India's government.
I wasn't able to breathe properly until she came back.
For Garima's mother, Ritu Bala, that relief has gradually given way to worry that 3 years of medical education they could barely afford could now be wasted.
It's always been her dream. It's been difficult, but we took out bank loans to send her to study. We are worried what will happen in the future.
In India, it's extremely competitive to get into public medical universities and prohibitively expensive in private ones. The cost of a medical education in Ukraine can be as little as one-third of what it costs here in India.
Since her unexpected return, Garima has continued to hang on to a semblance of normalcy, as has her school, the Ternopil Medical University, with online instruction.
And what more we can give?
Dr. Oksana Drapak is one of Garima's professors in pharmacology.
Thanks for making the time.
I spoke briefly to her over a shaky video connection.
Where I live now is the most calm part of Ukraine. But when we hear the signal of air alarm, yes, we should go to the safe place. Usually it's somewhere on the underground.
One benefit of the pandemic is it familiarized teachers and students with working online, she says. Today, amid the war's horrors, Dr. Drapak says it's been a lifeline.
It takes me out from these horrible scenes I see and hear everywhere, and helps me to keep normal way of life, yes, for some period.
It keeps you from going crazy just all the time, focusing
yes.
on focusing
it keeps me
on
from
you.
Going crazy, yes.
Garima Giridhar is grateful to attend online, something not available from all Ukrainian medical schools, but she worries about missing a critical component of her medical education, clinicals.
When we were practicing in person, we are able to see the patients, we are able to do the clinical practice, but now we cannot do so.
She hopes that gap could be filled in India.
And how many people belong to this group?
Garima is among 6,000 students in a group pulled together on the social messaging app Telegram by Pulkit Parikh, a fourth-year student at Bogomilets National Medical University in Kyiv.
First, we are approaching the central government.
They've been lobbying government officials at federal and state levels to allow them to transfer into Indian med schools.
The main thing is that because now it's have been long time and we don't know when the war will stop.
Different type of lobes are there.
India's Supreme Court has ordered the country's National Medical Council to develop plans to accommodate students forced to return from abroad, especially in finding clinical placement. It's a heavy lift. Curriculums are structured differently, and there's the sheer number and space. India's 542 medical schools are at their enrollment limit.
For every 17 students who appeared for the national entrance examination, there was only one medical seat.
Dr. Srinath Reddy of the Public Health Foundation of India hopes the plight of the Ukraine returnees forces this country to sharply increase the number of doctors it produces.
In OECD countries, it is 44 per 100,000 medical graduates graduating.
This is in generally rich countries.
Rich countries. Whereas in India, it's 9 per 100,000.
And it's sort of ironic, is it not, that India is such a major exporter of medical doctors?
Unfortunately, that's true.
One 2017 study showed that 69,000 Indian medical school graduates now practice medicine in the US, Canada, the UK, and Australia, pursuing superior facilities and pay compared to what's available in India when they graduate.
Next point,
the question for students like Garima today is graduate from where and when?
We are going back in September, according to them.
And according to you?
I don't know. For security or maybe other reasons, I don't think it is possible right now to go back.
For her part, pharmacology professor Drapak reflects a resolve heard frequently from Ukraine's leaders.
I have a great belief in our army, which will overcome these problems, yes, and students may come back. And I hope, yes, and in September we will see each other.
Garima Girdar is due back in September for a critical final exam in Ukraine, which must be taken in person, one that determines if she'll move on to the fourth of her six-year course. For the PBS NewsHour, this is Fred DeSamlazaro in New Delhi.
And a quick note that Fred's reporting is in partnership with the Undertold Stories Project at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota.